I'm here with James Carter, and James is the owner of Creative Flair. Now, James has been with us a few months ago and told us about a little project that he was going to be introducing in 2023 called Creative Flair, which is his new business. So I'm delighted to say James is going to tell us all about that. Over to you, James. What's it all about?
Wow, couldn't have asked for a better intro than that. Very nice. Very, very thankful for having me back, mate. It's really, really appreciate it. So Creative Flair is essentially the rebranded version of the former platform known as Carter Art. And Creative Flair is a platform that's built for all artists, creative individuals, and creative businesses alike. It's primarily focused for students and artists, which is where I've allowed individuals to be able to have a membership, and it's all free. They can store their portfolio for free, which is photos, videos, documents, store them into albums. And you can actually like share that with a custom link, and it's professional portfolio storage, which is fantastic. There's a whole range of different features on there. So people use it for networking. You can do groups. You can subscribe to groups. You can create your own custom groups. There's forums. There's also courses. Courses are quite interesting as well. So individuals can actually create courses and sell them for what they want. It's sort of like Skillshare, but it's all just around the creative side of the world, basically. And a big thing about the new platform being released is this: we've got rid of a couple of features that and really focused into things that would actually make a difference and what people want, which is about actually allowing artists to make more money. And it sounds cliche, but that's what people want. And why not? Monetize your content as an artist is really, really hard. So I've really focused on allowing people to upload articles, write blogs, and really allow them to earn more money from that than they would anywhere else, which is just amazing. But that's pretty much what Creative Flair is. But the way that some people are using it is just amazing. So that's what it is now.
Well, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I know you've got a few people that are involved, are members, subscribers. What's that number up to now?
This morning we reached 9,170. So we're so close to the 10,000. It's just like, woohoo!
Yeah, I'm sure that'll come very, very quickly.
Well, considering I thought we were going to have like 10 people to start with, it's just like, whoa.
Well done. And what else is out there doing this sort of thing?
Let me think. Nobody.
Right.
No, that's not true. There is a company called The Dots, which is sort of like LinkedIn, but for artists. And they're quite interesting. But what they do is, it is very much like LinkedIn, but they have very, very strict membership costs and fees and criteria to hit. And it's really expensive to join and get into that world. But they do a great job at what they do. And I basically did that, but better, to make myself sound better than I am, really.
Yeah.
You know, I'll bring my ego into it. I've done what they've done, but much better.
What does the future look like for you?
Incredibly bright. I'm designing it and building it up as its own ecosystem so that everybody can be able to use Creative Flair for just about anything they want. A really large part that I'm currently developing would be, or I'm hoping to develop, is a better monetization system, which is built for all creatives, allowing people to sell their artwork.
Okay.
Which would be really, really great.
So you started off expecting 10. You're now close to 10,000.
Yeah.
Where could it get to by the end of the year?
End of the year. Oh, gosh. So let's think. Well, considering in its first month, it's got just about 10,000 people. I'm honestly maybe going to say 50,000, just because I'm expecting like all the hype to die down a little bit. And then honestly, I'm happy with just 10 people using it. So as long as there's one person out there that's enjoying what I'm doing and is actually making use of it, I'm happy. So
and why are you doing it?
Because I'm an artist myself. I'm a creative. This is something that when I was at college as an art student, and so all of this actually came about because of the COVID pandemic. And it all started as just a little blog. And then it's all really sort of gone about like, right, what does me as an artist want? What do these people I'm surrounded with in this creative industry need and want? And I ran like masses of surveys and just went, this is what the art world needs. And nobody's doing it. Why aren't they doing it? There's two reasons people aren't doing it. Reason number one is it just doesn't work. People have tried and it's failed. The other reason is that people just haven't got the go in them or the like know-how of how to do it and like actually have that motivation to create it. And so I thought I'd just give it a shot and bada bing, bada boom, it's happened. That's what's really made it come forwards.
Yeah. And what have you learned along the way, James?
What haven't I learned? It is hard. It is really hard. That's what I've learned. There's so many times that it's like crippling fear that it won't work and deadlines to meet and just content creation, everything. It's hard. But if you stick with it long enough, you're going to succeed no matter what.
Well, James, I wish you all the best and congratulations what you've achieved so far.
Thank you very much.
And what you're about to achieve too.
Thank you.